Welcome to our deep dive into AIMCo, the Alberta Investment Management Corporation. I know you've all been following this story closely, especially all the recent articles in AB Poll Econ about transparency or the lack thereof. We are talking billions in public funds, so it's definitely something worth unpacking. To help us do that, we have expert speaker who's got a knack for deciphering the world of finance and public policy.
It's great to be here. This is an issue that impacts all Albertans, so the more informed we are, the better.
So let's start with the basics. AIMCo manages the Alberta Heritage Savings Trust Fund. Now, I get that this is a big deal over $20 billion, but what's the real-world impact of how well they do?
Think of it this way. The Heritage Fund is supposed to be like a safety net for Alberta's future. It's there to fund things like education, healthcare, infrastructure, even potentially offsetting taxes. If it's managed well, it benefits everyone. If not, well, the consequences could be pretty far-reaching. And with the Smith government's recent changes, allowing reinvestment of the fund's income, the stakes have gotten even higher.
So it's not just about numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about the potential to shape the province's future. And the articles you shared really highlight that. The need for transparency isn't just some abstract concept. It's about holding AIMCo accountable for the decisions they're making with our money.
Absolutely. It's about ensuring that AIMCo's actions are truly aligned with the best interests of Albertans.
Right.
And that brings us to the heart of the matter. AIMCo's performance. The articles paint a mixed picture, highlighting both wins and losses. But the losses, particularly in the Alberta Growth Mandate and the VOLTES strategy, raise some serious questions.
Right. Well, this strikes me is that the AGM and VOLTES are different strategies. Seem to share a common thread of poor risk management. The AGM's heavy investments in the oil and gas sector during a downturn, and the VOLTES strategy's bet on low volatility in a world that's anything but predictable. Both backfired spectacularly.
Do you see a pattern here? I think it's fair to say that AIMCo's risk appetite has come under scrutiny. The examples you mentioned, Trident Exploration going bankrupt after receiving millions in AGM funding, the legal battle surrounding Perpetual Energy, the complex web of cross-ownership with companies like Calfrac and Western Energy Services, they all point to a need for more rigorous due diligence and a more cautious approach to risk.
It's almost like they were doubling down on strategies that many experts were already questioning. And then there's the VOLPAS strategy, which just seems mind-boggling in hindsight. Betting on low volatility when the world was on the brink of a pandemic.
To be fair, no one could have predicted the pandemic, however. The VOLTES strategy was already facing criticism for its complexity and reliant on factors outside of AIMCo's control. The $2.1 billion loss wasn't just bad luck. It exposed a vulnerability in their investment approach. And what's even more concerning is that, despite the losses, AIMCo's response hasn't instilled much confidence. Their statement about aiming to avoid a repeat, regardless of market turmoil, seems to downplay the need for a real shift in their risk management practices.
And then there's the government's reaction, or lack thereof, to the VOLTES losses. The responsible minister remaining silent just adds to the perception that there's a lack of accountability and makes you wonder who's really steering the ship here.
That silence speaks volumes, doesn't it? It raises questions about whether there's enough oversight and whether the government is truly committed to holding AIMCo accountable. This situation really highlights the tension between AIMCo's need to operate independently in the market and the public's right to know how their money is being managed.
It's like this balancing act between profitability and transparency. And it seems like the scales might be tipping a little too far towards secrecy. Now, I understand that there are arguments against complete transparency. Some people worry that revealing too much could harm AIMCo's competitive edge or make them vulnerable to market manipulation. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a valid concern. No one wants to see AIMCo's strategies exploited by competitors. However, we have to weigh that against the need for public accountability. And I think it's worth noting that other large, successful sovereign wealth funds, like Norway's state pension fund, managed to be incredibly transparent without sacrificing their performance. They published details about their entire portfolio, including investments in thousands of companies. It shows that it's possible to strike a balance.
That's a good point. Transparency doesn't have to mean revealing every single detail of their strategy. But it does mean providing enough information for the public to assess whether AIMCo is acting responsibly and effectively.
Right. It's about building trust and confidence. And when it comes to managing billions of dollars of public funds, that trust is paramount.
So we've talked about the need for transparency, AIMCo's performance, and the arguments for and against disclosure. But what does this all mean for us as Albertans? Why should we care about the inner workings of a massive investment corporation?
Because it's not just about AMCO, it's about the future of our province. The Heritage Fund is meant to benefit all Albertans, and how well it's managed has a direct impact on our quality of life.
It's interesting you mentioned trust, because the government's actions haven't exactly been reassuring. Just this past November, they fired AMCO's entire board of directors, along with the CEO and several other top executives. That seems like a pretty extreme response, even given the concerns we've been discussing.
It certainly sent shockwaves through the investment community. The official reason was AMCO's investment in Western Energy Services, which, as you know, was struggling financially. The government cited concerns about risk management, particularly in the energy sector, and felt AMCO wasn't being prudent with public funds.
Western Energy, the company with those complicated ties to Calfrac, the one that AMCO kept pouring money into, even as its share price was plummeting. I can see why the government might have stepped in.
But firing everyone seems a bit heavy-handed, don't you think? It was a bold move, no doubt. Some saw it as a necessary course correction, a signal that the government was serious about addressing the concerns surrounding AMCO's performance. Others saw it as a power grab, an attempt to exert more political control over an institution that should be operating independently.
Especially considering they appointed the deputy finance minister to the new AIMGO board. It's hard not to see that as a move to tighten the government's grip.
That appointment definitely raised eyebrows. It blurred the lines between government and investment management, leading someone to question whether AIMCO could truly operate free from political influence. We have to remember that. While government oversight is important, it's equally important for AMBank to make investment decisions based on sound financial principles, not political expediency.
It's a delicate balance, isn't it? And this whole episode with Western Energy really highlights the issue of transparency. If AMCO had been more open about their rationale for investing in a struggling company, perhaps the government wouldn't have felt the need to take such drastic action.
That's a good point. Transparency can act as a safeguard, encouraging more rigorous decision-making and preventing situations from escalating to the point of crisis.
But what about the argument that too much transparency could hurt AIMCO's competitive advantage? That if they reveal their investment strategies, competitors could copy them or even manipulate the market to their detriment.
That's a common concern, but I think it's often overblown. Remember, transparency doesn't mean divulging every detail of their trading activity. It's about providing enough information for the public to understand their overall approach, their risk management practices, and how they're ensuring alignment with the best interests of Albertans. And let's not forget, as we discussed earlier, there are plenty of successful sovereign wealth funds that operate with a high degree of transparency.
Yeah, Norway's state pension fund being a prime example. They seem to be doing quite well, even with their open book policy.
Exactly. They've demonstrated that transparency and strong performance aren't mutually exclusive. In fact, some argue that transparency actually leads to better decision-making by holding institutions accountable and forcing them to justify their actions.
So it's not just about appeasing the public. It's about fostering a culture of responsibility and good governance.
Yeah.
But how do we translate this need for transparency into concrete action? What steps can we take to ensure AMCO is truly accountable to Albertans?
There are a number of potential solutions, and some of them have already been proposed. One idea is to require more detailed reporting on AMCO's investment holdings. Currently, they only disclose their top 10 holdings, which doesn't give us a complete picture. We need a more granular view, something similar to the 2011 disclosure by the Alberta Finance Department, which provided a much more comprehensive breakdown.
So instead of just knowing they're invested in energy, we'd see exactly which energy companies they're backing, which would allow us to assess whether those choices are aligned with our values and the province's long-term interests.
Precisely. Another important step is to increase public engagement and consultation. This could involve holding town hall meetings, creating online forums for discussion, or even conducting surveys to gauge public opinion on AIMCO's investment strategies. It's about giving Albertans a voice in the process, not just treating them as passive stakeholders.
And what about the people whose money is directly invested with AIMCO, the pension fund beneficiaries? Surely they should have a more active role in shaping investment decisions.
Absolutely. The articles make a strong case for greater involvement of pension fund beneficiaries in AIMCO's governance structure. This could mean appointing beneficiary representatives to the AIMCO board, or establishing advisory committees that provide input on investment policies and risk management practices. After all, it's their retirement security that's at stake.
All these ideas sound great on paper, but the question is, will the government actually implement any of them? Their recent actions, particularly the firing of the AAMCO board, haven't exactly inspired confidence in their commitment to transparency and accountability.
That's the challenge, isn't it? Actions speak louder than words. And the government's rhetoric about limiting political interference in AIMCO's investment decisions rings a bit hollow in light of their recent intervention.
It's almost comical, isn't it?
Yep.
They emphasize the need to avoid political interference and then proceed to fire the entire board and install their own people. It's hard to reconcile those two positions.
It certainly creates a perception problem. The government needs to demonstrate through concrete actions that they're truly committed to empowering AIMCO to operate independently and transparently, not just using it as a tool to advance their own agenda.
The articles also point out that the existing mechanisms for holding AIMCO accountable, like the annual public meeting of the Heritage Fund Standing Committee, haven't been very effective. It seems like AIMCO officials often deflect tough questions and provide vague answers that don't really shed light on their decision-making process.
You're right. Those meetings are supposed to be an opportunity for public scrutiny, but too often they devolve into a performance of accountability rather than genuine engagement. The article cites a particularly telling example where an MLA asked about AIMCO's investments in companies that support the Israeli military's actions in Gaza. Instead of directly addressing the question, AIMCO's chief investment officer gave a generic response about diversification and responsible investing principles, completely avoiding the substance of the inquiry.
It's like they're using jargon and platitudes to shield themselves from meaningful scrutiny. They talk about responsible investing, but when pressed for specifics, they retreat into vagueness. It's no wonder people are skeptical.
It highlights the need for a more robust framework for public accountability. It's not enough for AIMCO to simply say they're committed to transparency and responsible investing. They need to demonstrate it through their actions, their communication, and their willingness to engage in open and honest dialogue with the public.
And that brings us to the heart of the matter, trust. If AIMCO wants to regain the public's trust, they need to be more forthright about their investment decisions, their risk management practices, and their commitment to ethical and sustainable investing. They need to show that they're not just paying lip service to these principles, but that they're actually guiding their actions.
Well said. And it's not just about AIMCO. This is a broader issue that affects all institutions entrusted with managing public funds. Transparency, accountability, and ethical conduct are essential for maintaining public confidence and ensuring that these institutions are truly serving the best interests of the people they represent.
It's about aligning actions with words, walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. But enough about the government and accountability for now. Let's shift gears and talk about AIMCO's ESG credentials, because that's another area where there seems to be a disconnect between their stated commitments and their actual investment choices.
You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about transparency and accountability, but there's another layer to this whole AIMCO discussion that I think is really important. Their commitment to ESG principles. Now, I've seen the information on their website, all the talk about responsible investing, but some of the articles you shared suggest there might be a gap between their words and their actions.
That's a crucial point. ESG investing, which stands for environmental, social, and governance, has become a major focus for investors worldwide. It's about considering a company's sustainability and ethical impact alongside its financial performance.
So it's not just about profits. It's about making sure those profits are earned in a way that's responsible and sustainable. But how does this apply to AIMCO? Are they actually walking the walk when it comes to ESG? That's the question, isn't it? And the articles raise some valid concerns. For instance, AIMCO has invested heavily in Imperial Oil, a major player in the Alberta oil sands. Now, the oil sands have been a source of controversy for years due to their environmental impact, particularly their greenhouse gas emissions. And then there were those recent reports about tailings ponds leaking toxic wastewater into the Athabasca River, further highlighting the environmental risks associated with this industry.
It does seem a bit contradictory. On one hand, they're promoting their commitment to ESG principles. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, they're investing in a company that's been linked to some pretty serious environmental issues. Uh-huh. How does AIMCO reconcile those two positions?
They argue that engagement is more effective than divestment. They claim that by holding shares in companies like Imperial Oil, they can influence them from within, pushing for better environmental practices and more sustainable operations.
So it's by being a force for positive change within the company, rather than just washing their hands of it by selling their shares. I can see the logic in that. But is it really making a difference?
That's the debate, isn't it? Some people believe that engagement can be an effective tool for driving change, while others see it as a form of greenwashing, a way for institutions to appear environmentally conscious without taking meaningful action. And it's not just about the oil sands. The articles also highlight AIMCO's investments in companies that supply services and weapons to the Israeli military, which has raised concerns about human rights violations and the ethical implications of profiting from conflict.
Those are serious allegations, and it brings up a fundamental question. How do you balance the need to generate returns for investors with the responsibility to uphold ethical principles? It seems like AIMCO is trying to walk a tightrope, and they're not always doing a great job of staying balanced.
It's a complex issue, and there are no easy answers. But what's clear is that AIMCO needs to be more transparent about their ESG decision-making process. They need to clearly articulate their criteria for evaluating investments, explain how they're addressing potential conflicts between financial returns and ethical considerations, and demonstrate that they're taking these principles seriously.
And ultimately, it comes down to trust. If investors and the public at large don't believe that AIMCO is genuinely committed to ESG principles, then all the talk about responsible investing is just empty rhetoric.
That's right. Trust is the foundation of any successful investment strategy, especially when it comes to managing public funds. And AIMCO needs to rebuild that trust by being more transparent, more accountable, and more responsive to the concerns of Albertans.
This has been an incredibly insightful discussion. We've covered a lot of ground, from AIMCO's investment performance and risk management practices to the need for greater transparency and accountability, and finally, the complexities of ESG investing. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are your final thoughts for our listeners?
My final thought is this. Don't be afraid to ask questions, whether it's your financial advisor, your pension fund manager, or your elected officials. Demand transparency, demand accountability, and demand that your investments align with your values. The future of the Alberta Heritage Savings Trust Fund, and indeed the future of our province, depends on an informed and engaged citizenry.
Well said. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AIMCO. We encourage you to explore the source material further and continue the conversation about transparency, accountability, and responsible investing. Until next time, keep diving deep.